It was toxic for me because here, at the end of the day, you're still going to have to handle conflict. You're still going to manage conflict. I got to give you your flowers. When we were talking, we did some business together, mm-hmm. and you were like, hey, so I didn't know about this and this and this. And I was like, Jessica, I got frustrated. And you were like, you said, you're not listening to me. You said, I feel like you're not listening to me. And I said, you're right. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm frustrated. It's a lot going on. I think I had just landed. We were talking. Yeah. I had a whole situation at work. And you were like, I feel like you're not listening to me. And I was like, you're right. Go ahead. And we got to the finish line.
Yeah.
And so that's something that I have been unraveling what that looks like. And I used to take pride in that. I used to be like, what's the big deal? I'm mm-hmm. gonna tell it like it is and mm-hmm. da 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 da. And it's mm-hmm. like, no, that's yeah. not a healthy communication yeah. style. And so now my communication style, you know, therapy, some help, you know, my communication style has changed.
And I love that.
Yeah, because we can't change. Mm-hmm. You just have to be diligent and know, okay, this is a problem for me. I think it's okay. Like the other day, someone said something to me. They said that I said something that offended them some years ago. Oh, my sister. She like essentially was like, because I said something to her and my mom. I was like, I feel like you guys aren't there for me. I was in LA. I had a lot going on. I was struggling for, you know, people see this side of it, but I struggled for 15 years. Mm-hmm. You know, I struggled for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I told my mom and my sister around the wedding time. I was like, I feel like you're not there for me. And she confronted me about that. She said, you know, I feel like you pushed us away. You never communicated what you were going through. And then when we would try to be there for you, you would push us away. And you know what I said to her? I said, you know what? You're right. I said, this is not my first time hearing that criticism. I said, I'm sorry. I'm going to own that. And I have to hold myself accountable for my role in you not being there for me. I didn't tell you my needs. I did not communicate my needs to you. And I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And then we had a nice little kumbaya moment, but I'm to your point, communication is the utmost important. Mm-hmm. And I had to learn how to communicate better. Mm-hmm. I had to learn how to understand who I'm talking to mm-hmm. and understand how to communicate in a way they can receive it. Just like I need people to understand how to communicate with me in a way I can receive it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I always try to practice the fruits of the spirit. Okay, mm-hmm. let's go over them real quick. Yes. Love, joy, yes. peace, yes. patience, kindness, mm-hmm. gentleness, and self-control. Yes. And that's how I check myself. Absolutely. when I am feeling emotional yeah. about something, especially yeah. when it comes to my husband.
Yes.
I'm like, let me check my posture first.
Absolutely.
Also, did I hear him clearly? Yes. Like, we have this thing where if he says something or if I say something yes. before I respond, I will sum it up to make sure yes. that's what I heard.
You do that. I love that about you.
That's what I try to do yes. because I think sometimes we can filter
yes.
what through somebody else filter. Says yes, through absolutely. Our filter and yes. certain experiences that we have been through or certain traumas that we've been through. We already have a thought process yes. of what we think somebody's going to say absolutely. And they could be saying it. It's like, no, that's not what I'm saying, that's but that's what you're it. Receiving. Yeah. So
let me how to yeah, figure out how
let's
to.
Let's navigate. Either absolutely. You're saying it in a different way, like it's not absolutely. What you say, it's how you say it.
Absolutely,
all
absolutely.
The time.
Yes, and that period. What you said, period, because that has changed my life, and yeah. I think it's changed my interactions with people because my intent is never to harm. Yeah. I'm the most loving person. Mm-hmm. If you meet
you
me,
really
I,
are.
I want everybody to be happy. I want love and abundance. That's yeah. how I feel inside.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I learned that how I was communicating did not make people feel that way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I had a friend curse me out one time. I had a friend curse me out one time because she was like, I can't wait to visit you. And I was like, okay, I'll see you soon. Make sure I just responded, okay, I'll see you soon. Like no exclamation mark, no heart, no nothing. And then I said, I said, let me know you land, period. Some way I communicated was just very direct mm-hmm. because I'm a type A person and yeah. I'm direct. Mm-hmm. And she called me and she was like, are you not excited to see me? And I was like, no, I just want to give you right. some directives. Like, this is the code and da, 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 da. You yeah. know, things you have to tell yeah. people when they get into there. Town.
Yeah.
And she was like, but the energy is off. And I was like, no.
Well, that could have been the way she received it.
No, I'm sorry. But you know, that's the way it is. And so I have to find myself in my opinion, I have to overemphasize my true feelings mm-hmm. through, especially through text, or that's why I'll do an audio message because I never want anything to get misconstrued.
Because
I just, at this point in my life, I love the people who are in my life.
Yeah, for sure.
I want them to stay. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to lose them because of some simple miscommunication because I put period instead of a heart emoji.
Yeah.
And it's not worth it to me. And I'm not about to battle you on it. I'm sorry. Let me edit it and put a heart emoji because I love you. I want to see you. And I don't. And I have gotten that criticism in the past, you know, but... Mm.
So me and my husband, we met on some steps, right? We were at a networking event and I was literally in the height of my career. And I think there are a lot of people even...
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, on Hardly Initiated, we talk a lot about leveling up financially, mentally, and spiritually. But there is a reality that we have to face. Financial stress can affect us way more than we realize. It's not just about what's in your bank account. It's about the toll that money worries can take on your mental health and your relationship. In fact, at the start of 2026, roughly 88% of Americans reported feeling some form of financial stress. It brings on anxiety. It disrupts your sleep. And for many couples, it's one of the leading sources of conflict. I've realized that struggling with money or feeling overwhelmed by it doesn't mean that you failed. Sometimes it's about the beliefs we grew up with or just trying to figure it all out on our own. It's something important to remember that therapy isn't for financial advice. It's for managing stress, shame, or anxiety that comes with those financial hurdles. It helps you unpack your relationship with money and build healthier coping strategies so you don't feel alone in the process. What I appreciate about BetterHelp is that they make the process of finding support simple. They have over 30,000 therapists who are fully licensed in the United States and follow a strict code of conduct. When you sign up, you'll fill out a short questionnaire, and their therapist match commitment means that they do the work to find the right fit for your specific needs and goals. They've served over 6 million people globally, and if you ever feel like your match isn't quite right, you could switch to a different therapist at any time. When life feels overwhelming, therapy can help. Sign up now and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com/HardlyInitiated. That's BetterHelp.com/HardlyInitiated.
And mm-hmm. oh my God, mm-hmm. there are people that say, if a Black woman wants to find love, she should move out of Atlanta to find the love because it ain't no good men in Atlanta.
Oh,
I've literally heard that multiple times. They talk about how the ratio in Atlanta is like 1-6 when it's female to men and all of the things, or 6 females to every 1 man, something to that effect.
Before, yeah.
So it's like, but specifically for me, I just feel like when you work on yourself and you don't look for it, like the Bible says, he that finds a wife finds a good thing. When a woman, the woman doesn't find the man finds the wife. So I feel like when a woman is constantly working on herself, she will ultimately attract what it is that is for her. Okay. So I say that because you spoke a little bit about you weren't even looking for it. Your man just came.
Yes, he did.
In a blink of an eye.
Absolutely.
Okay. Speak a little bit about that, because I think there are so many women, like, you were getting on dating apps, you're doing this, you're doing that, really trying to find love opposed to surrendering to God's process and allowing him to bring somebody in.
Every time anything miraculous has happened in my life is because of surrender. And when I met my husband, I was not messing with none of these men. I was not about it. I was like not interested. I was interested and being my fullest self. Mm-hmm. I had, for the first time, had a dream job. Mm-hmm. I, for the first time, was able to pay my bills on time. Mm-hmm. For the first time, I was able to sleep mm-hmm. without stress.
Come on, clap and it up for that.
Listen, okay. I mean, it's true. Mm-hmm. And also, when I met my husband is not when we got together. Mm. So obviously, God's timing wasn't for that. Mm-hmm. It was, we got together maybe 6 or 7 months later. Mm. So I was surrendering the through that process.
Yeah, because, for sure.
I mean, to be honest, I had always tried to control, mm-hmm. you know, if I'm being honest with myself. You know, trying to be in control of every facet of my life. I didn't get my job until I surrendered. Every time I was like, you know what? Forget it. I'm not even interested no more. Mm-hmm. That's when the miracles came.
Come on.
And so now I live my life like that. Mm-hmm. And not in a way that I'm not interested, but mm-hmm. I'm not going to hold on to things so tightly. I'm not going to try to control situations. Mm-hmm. So, you know, micromanage, and it has to be this way or the highway or anything mm-hmm. like that. And so I mean, my advice to single women is surrender to God's plan and God's timing and work on yourself. I think what you said, you hit the nail on the head, is I worked on myself so hard. That's when I started my workout journey. I saw people like, why you getting too skinny now? You getting too skinny. And I'm like, I've been working out for the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. Y'all just seeing the fruits of all that labor mm-hmm. for 10 years. Mm-hmm. But I started 10 Absolutely. Years ago.
That part.
And that is why you're seeing the fruits of this labor. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I surrendered to my husband 5 years ago. Now you're seeing the fruits of that labor. Mm-hmm. And so, you know what I mean? All these things happened. And people see the fruits and then they're like, it just happened overnight. No,
it didn't.
No, none of this happened overnight. My sanity did not happen overnight. Mm-hmm. My mental health, my faith in God, our friendship didn't happen overnight.
Yeah.
Nothing is happening overnight. So everybody just be patient. Everybody relax.
Yeah.
And let's sure. not put so much weight on it, because mm-hmm. once I became secure in who I was with or without a man, mm-hmm. that's when my man came.
Come on.
And he's my soulmate, because okay. he matched my energy. Mm-hmm. Every time.
It's divine alignment.
It was divine alignment. Mm-hmm. When I was insecure or sad, mm-hmm. I matched up with somebody insecure and sad. Mm-hmm. When I was controlling mm-hmm. and resentful, I matched up with someone controlling and resentful. Mm-hmm. When I was loving and broke as hell, I matched up with someone who was loving and broke as hell.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so, you know.
Yeah, I think that's something to say. It's checking the energy that you radiate.
Absolutely.
Before you even expect a partner.
Absolutely.
Checking the energy that you radiate. Come
that's
on.
That's good. That's
checking
good.
Checking the energy. What that's are you good. Even projecting? That's... What are you speaking over yourself? It's crazy, girl, because just speaking over yourself, I know this is going to sound crazy, mm-hmm. but my makeup artist today, mm-hmm. specifically, I'm going to have to tell her about it. I guess she's going to see it from this. But
yes.
She was dabbing my eyes. This is a little off topic, but I'm gonna bring it back.
No.
She was dabbing my eyes. Mm-hmm. And when she was dabbing my eyes, she was like, girl, you about to die. I was like, girl, rebuke.
Don't say yes. that. Why did she say yeah, that?
Because it was like, I was like, because it was like so close to my eyeball. Oh, you know, when no. you get your makeup done and somebody just like, and I'm like, yeah. and it's just like, it's one of those things where I think people don't even realize what they're speaking.
100%.
People don't even realize what 100%. They're speaking. And I think sometimes we can curse ourselves
100%.
Without even realizing, like, no, I speak fruit over my Absolutely. Life. I speak abundance over my life. Absolutely. I speak life over my life. There Absolutely. Are some people that be like, oh my God, I can't afford that. I'm broke. No. Well, you never will be able to afford it
Absolutely.
Because you're already saying that you're broke.
Agreed.
You know what I'm saying? So Agreed. If you are constantly saying, oh my God, in Atlanta, these men ain't
Yeah.
S-H-I-T,
yeah, absolutely.
Then that's what you're going to attract, absolutely. People that aren't S-H-I-T.
But listen,
you know what I'm saying?
But listen, the truth is, and I mean, everybody got to be accountable. You're attracting what you are. Everybody relax.
We're
attracting what we are.
That's a fact.
If you have low self-worth, it may look different, but you're going to attract someone with low self-worth.
That's true.
If, you know, if you're not ambitious, you're gonna attract someone who's not ambitious.